Wait.
Jonah, you're, okay. Your camera's not working, Jonah.
Yeah, your camera's not working.
Wait, okay. You see me now?
Yeah, I see you. You look good.
I'm eating some bread that I made, you know.
Oh, cool.
It's got some strawberry jam on it. Or preserved.
That's pretty
preserved. Okay, good.
Hey, did you trim your beard recently?
Yeah, it looks a little different.
We've been quarantined. We haven't seen each other in a while. True. Speaking of which, thank you for clicking on this video. This is Dinner Date with the Boys. My name is Lee. We've got Jacob and Jonah here.
I'm here.
Yeah, it's those ones.
Yeah.
Today we are, the dinner we're at is, I have noodle.
I have Taco Bell.
Bread.
Jonah already mentioned his bread.
His bread. Mm-mm. Yummy bread.
This is Dinner Date with the Boys. It's a show where everybody's dinner and everything is poised. I didn't mean to do it that time. I didn't mean to do it either of the times that I've done that.
Good.
But honestly,
makes it better. Great. Yeah.
Well, we always like to start out this show with a little bit of
going.
Just kidding. I forgot. Oh. Hey, you know, remember, if you would like to be featured on this show, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and then we will review your review of our show.
So sad.
Yeah, you can also, you know, you can find us on all the different podcasting services, including the one you're listening to us on right now. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, but we don't use Instagram. We hardly use a Twitter, but it would still be a good way to connect because we would love eventually to do things like getting questions and looking at pictures of your various body parts that you send us on Twitter, specifically like elbows.
Oh, yeah.
No, but we always like to start off our first segment
of the
show.
Orange slices.
Mm. Yeah, that's my favorite body part is orange slices.
Send us some orange slices.
Send us some orange slices. Our P.O. box is 9-6-7-5.com. Doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
What's
ongoing?
That is our first segment of what's ongoing. Okay, guys, I'd like to kick us off with a real good,
please
a
kick
good
us
solid one. I would like to kick us all in the ball.
Please.
Okay. So first, we're gonna visit this later, but as a preface, we had a previous mention. If you've been a long time listener / viewer, long time meaning like a month, we did an episode about the about our new celebrity obsession, and I think I found him. But we're going to mention that in a later segment. But
I'm looking forward to it.
This person brought me a Christmas present from my mother two days ago. I think it was Saturday. Okay, so it's Tuesday. I don't know what day it is. On Saturday, a couple days ago, however, this person said, hey, your mom came by, and she said that she hadn't given you your Christmas present yet, so here it is. And I was like, wow, okay. It is April, and I'm just now getting my mom's Christmas present. And I got to say, the contents were phenomenal. And I've made a list here. I want you guys to guess which of these was in amongst the various items. I've put them in the chat. I'll read them as well.
In the chat? Okay.
An In-N-Out t-shirt with In-N-Out stickers. A Bad Baby brand dry shampoo pen. A Live Laugh Love style mom calendar. Or a house fix-it list including fans, garbage disposal, and the kitchen lights. Which of these do you think was in amongst the gifts my mother gave me?
I think the list of to-do things was...
Okay.
I'm going to go with all of the above.
Ding, 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 you mother hecker. Let's go through the list.
All right.
So we're going to have a try on here live. Give me a second.
Okay. You have 1 second. I gave it to you.
No, I have a long and out t-shirt, actually.
My mom has one, actually. It's actually a cool shirt, not gonna lie.
No, actually, it's pretty sick. I like the
damn.
That's nice.
That's also really nice.
Is all you get? Not wearing pants, baby.
Me neither. Hey.
Prove it.
You can tell that
Hey, don't prove it too much.
Or you see
Yeah, we can see Jody. You're not wearing pants and shorts. Okay.
He's wearing shorts. Yes,
shirt.
Like normal. How do you shampoo in pen form? Do you draw like shapes in your hair?
Dude, I have no idea. Dry shampoo instantly.
You draw clean shapes in your hair.
Listen to this gift my mother gave me. Your hair will
look clean.
It won't be, but it'll look
clean. Hold on. Listen to this, the description on the back of this gift my mother gave me, her son. Bad Baby stands for Real Women of the World. We aim to redefine and define our beauty. We aim to redefine the definition of beauty. We are not the boring, skinny, mini girls. We are real, sexy, dangerous, exciting, meticulous, forward-thinking, beautiful power, everyday warriors that make our planet go round. Hell embrace yeah. The power of your bad. Let's your go. Bad, baby.
That is amazing. Nice. I'm so curious. How do you use that?
I have no idea.
I want to try it now.
Especially because, like, for guys, it almost makes more sense. Because, like, okay, it's, like, short. You can, like, run in it. What? Do you, like, take a strand and you're just, like...
And that would take hours to do it all. It's worse than actual conditioning.
And we've got the...
Oh, that looked like a D&D character she did first.
you would think that. Let's look at the month of April. It says, this is my happy place. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in peace.
Hell yeah.
I mean, yeah. And then, best gift I could ever get.
That's really funny.
Oh my God.
Fans, 36 inches. Fan is largest flush mount and fits between beams.
Okay, disposable. Are these yours or hers?
Like,
is this stuff for you to do or like stuff at her house for you to do?
This is a list my mom wrote for somebody else at her house for them to do and left it in a bag for me. I have no doubt.
That is funny.
The comedy in this list is so much better than anything else. I actually forgot. One of the things I was going to add is I forget what they're called, like the like chocolates that are like wrapped, they're like truffles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Two completely melted and broken ones.
Nice.
And a bunch of Hershey's Kisses that were fully bloomed, which is like chocolate, like it's the white stuff that forms on the chocolate.
Mm.
So I gotta say,
what a hell of a Christmas.
Couldn't have come sooner. Matter of fact, I was so surprised it came this early.
You mean this late?
No, I expected it to be a lot longer. I didn't expect to get it. So
I'm almost that was my taco. Main thing.
I've been laughing about that for like however many days it's been so far.
About three or five, eight.
Three or five, eight. That's right. Anybody else go to?
I'm eating taco.
I'm eating noodles. Oh no.
Man, I'm burning.
Why?
Inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
I have put an entire packet of the Diablo hot sauce from Taco Bell on everything I've eaten from there for the past 2 days, which includes 10 burritos and one Doritos Loco taco.
I'm 100% going to Taco Bell tomorrow.
You should. I'm probably will too.
Finished my bread.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay, good. It's funny that you've eaten your bread and nothing else is funny about this.
No. Yeah, you have eaten your bread.
Sorry about the crumbs on my face.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice.
I just realized my mic, I don't know how long my mic has been down. Let's look at the audio.
If you have to, you can use like your other microphone audio from recording. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Ooh, it's been a long time.
Uh-oh.
It's fine. You can just use it won't sound as good, but you can just it'll be okay.
It'll be fine.
Because we're not going to redo all that.
It'll be fine. No. It's been 10 minutes. Damn.
I know, right? Jeez, I'm already kind of tired. Another fun little thing is I've been working on music, and I feel really good about
it. You don't.
For real?
Yeah, okay. I hate to break it to you, but no, I actually haven't.
I shared some of it with you.
No.
You're supposed to say the thing about how it sounds like MF Doom.
I can't hear the thing you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Oh yeah! I forgot. Okay,
what were you saying about my song that I just sent you?
Yeah, so he sent me a song which he did not make because he's not making music. Nope, not at all. But it reminded me a lot of MF Doom, which I love. MF Doom, he's amazing. And like he's mostly like late '90s, early 2000s rap, like old school, like New York-y rap. And I was looking to listening to his song "That's That" today, and because I listened to Lee's song, which he didn't make.
No.
And it reminded me of "That's That," so I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna go listen to it." And I heard a line about Obama. I was like, "This is from like the '90s. Did MF Doom predict Obama? Because Obama wasn't real.
He didn't exist yet.
Not until 2008." When he got elected president, people were like, okay, he's a person. But until then, he was still named
before he was Obama.
Yes. Right. Well, he was, before that, he was Barry.
Brockhampton.
Yeah.
Brockhampton. Yeah. Is that true?
And his Brockhampton merch.
Yeah. Is the thing about Obama being actually named Barry true?
No, I think that's just like a nickname.
I don't know.
Because his first name is Barack. So, like, people just call him Barry, I think.
That kind of makes sense, but also
because B-A-R.
It sounds like a...
Yeah.
It's kind of a nickname.
But anyways, I was
because
like...
Because it's a Barack. Yeah.
Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama.
So did he have like two names? What?
What?
Wait, why President Barack Obama changed his name?
He changed his name.
Hold on. No, I'm already a subscriber. Leave me alone.
You subscribe to Alex Jones's
whatever. Hey, if you know the answers to the questions we've asked, tweet us on Twitter.
At InfoWars.
Which
is not anywhere anymore.
Well, yeah,
correct.
It got deleted.
It's at Dinner Boys Pod.
Tweet us at Dinner Boys Pod
if you know if Obama is actually even Obama.
I got hot sauce all over my hands. Anyway, I was listening, and I was like, this is from the 90s, and he predicted Obama being a person. And then I looked at it, and it released in 2009.
It's kind of surprising.
It is.
He's still making stuff, isn't he?
He's still making stuff.
Yeah.
And like he's like in his 40s, we think. We don't know who MF Doom is. We still don't know.
It's me.
That would make sense.
Oh, hey, Jonah, how's that water?
Yeah,
how's that
it's
water?
Pretty good. I've been drinking it for a while now.
Oh yeah, I can see it's almost empty.
When are you doing this? When are you drinking the water?
What am I? I don't know. Just like
and
occasionally.
When are you eating the bread? It's just gone.
You guys never like eat or drink before? Like
No,
this is my first time right now.
I've never eaten before. Wait, I'm gonna try this out. Hold on.
My water's over there. If I get up, you'll see my ass.
Do it. I'm gonna try one.
I'm gonna blur it on YouTube.
It looks just like shorts.
Yeah. They basically are.
Guys, hold on, guys. 22-year-old man drinks water for the first time. Cheers.
Cheers, bro. It's just gone.
Hey, this is a pretty good experience. Let me try.
Hey, bro. you just tried water for the first time? Up top. I can't hit mine too hard or it'll fall.
I'm surprised mine didn't, to be honest.
Me too. You hit it really hard.
I did. Okay, now moving on to our next segment, our next little topic of discussion here is going to be the most attractive man. Because all of us are.
Wait, I didn't say my what's going on.
Oh
bro.
What's going on, Jonah?
Well, I made.
He finished his water.
Yeah, I did. We made some homemade pizza from scratch on Saturday. And it was really good, actually.
I want some.
Why won't you share? Adam Ragusea's
dude, I love Adam Ragusea.
He's good. Yeah, he makes
good cooking videos. Why do you hate us, Jonah?
I don't know.
Well,
just do.
At least he's honest. Okay. Yeah, at least he's honest.
We got like a bunch. Well, so we had like a couple of packets of yeast that we were gonna use for the dough.
Yeah.
But they were both like dead.
Oh.
Wow.
I killed them.
I committed mass yeast murder.
My mom.
I just found an eyelash in my mouth.
Found some it was mine. Yeast.
Oh.
And it wasn't dead. And we used that. Good. And so now we have a bunch of yeast. And so I actually made some Japanese milk bread like 2 days ago.
I have a friend on Twitter that just made Japanese milk bread the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I made some. Guys, I have a question.
I didn't let it rise long enough, though.
Lee in the back.
Okay.
What the hell is milk bread?
It's milk bread. It's bread basically. You take.
Jacob, you need to make sure you edit in a beep because I hit my beep sound button.
You take milk and flour and milk, flour and water.
What the hell is milk flour?
Milk, flour, and water, and you mix it up. You like cook it and mix it, and it thickens up into like a paste.
And then you that paste.
No, but then you put that paste into like a mixer, and then you put some other ingredients like eggs, flour, and stuff, and yeast, and you put it into that mixer, and you turn it into a dough. And then you bake that.
Now, okay. I have a question.
So it is a bread.
Yeah, it's a bread.
Yeah, it's bread.
Is the yeast an infection?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
So the milk thing is actually, it's a Japanese technique called tangshang.
Tangshang.
Which is weird because I'm pretty sure that the...
Long shlong.
That word is actually Chinese.
Oh.
But it's actually a technique that Japanese people use. I don't know. I don't know why that's the case, but... Anyways, it's pretty tasty, but I didn't let it rise long enough, so it's actually too dense.
Too dense. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Hey guys, you smell that?
I just hate the smell of these mics, honestly.
No,
sorry, Tabor. I'm very appreciative.
You smell that?
Yeah. No, wait, I mean, no.
Me neither. Start farting.
Crushed up my water bottle.
I hurt.
Now he crushed
He did.
Oh, wait, hear it.
He crushed it. Why is he doing this?
I don't know, dude. I seriously don't know how this is happening.
How do we like not notice? He's like,
he's so sneaky. He's like a freaking ninja. Jonah says he's bad at art. And by this, of course, I mean cinematography, because this is a live
it's
video.
Just, it's just a webcam of him standing in a white void.
In a set made to look like MS Paint. Really nice set. It looks very real.
It looks very realistic. It looks like a just like...
I like... My favorite thing
It's actually a green screen.
Oh, and my favorite thing is that Jonah is wearing shorts and a shirt that he owns.
Yes. I've seen him in picture many times.
I think he opened up... That one picture of him that everybody says looks so good, and they just copied it. Yeah. I mean, but like, did a similar pose, like, recreated with his.
No, that's what I'm wearing right now.
Well, yeah, we know that we can see.
Yeah, we can see.
No. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can see me. That's what I'm wearing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the worst. This is the
best podcast I could ever.
Okay, use. So.
Yeah.
The most handsome man.
Ah, yes.
Right?
This is our discussion. So I want to open this up
with
the obvious answer we will all agree with. So then, therefore, the discussion after will have to exclude him.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But it's also the answer to our celebrity obsession.
Yes.
Guys, it's obvious.
It's obvious.
I'm honestly very disappointed that we hadn't made the connection before. It's Lane.
It's what?
Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Lane, who I don't even know that we've mentioned on the podcast for real.
I don't know if I mentioned Lane.
Did Lane give you...
Lane gave me my Christmas present from my mom.
Wait, no. does he know your mom?
No, he said, hey, you're I don't know your last name, but you're the only Matthew here. And somebody drove up and said, hey, this is Matthew Richardson's Christmas present from his mom. And he handed it to me. And I was just in the kitchen at Chick-fil-A, like making chicken. And he was like, hey. And I was like, oh, thanks. What the heck? And then I just like went and put it in the back somewhere. And then I said, thanks, Mom. Thanks for giving it to Lane. Lane's the best. And she said he was very handsome and courteous.
He is.
I'm not kidding. And that brought to my mind, I was like, oh, of course. Lane is, of course, the most attractive. I hope he listens to this.
I hope he
I don't know his last name, which is, Lane, we don't need a doctor.
No, he doesn't have one.
Right.
He is
just
Lane.
Yeah, he's like Beyonce, but way better.
Mm-hmm.
He's, yeah.
And way less black.
We call him. You're not wrong. Lane is the guy that we one time were hanging out at Chick-fil-A, and we said something like about how they were going to close, and we asked if we could vibe all night there, just all night. He said, only if I can vibe with you. We were like, of course, dude.
Yeah.
Lane's actually just a super fun, cool guy.
I've only met him once. No, I met him once, and then me and my mom were at Target near here.
Yes!
And
can you post the picture?
I can't post it, but I'll put it in the edit.
Okay, good.
If I can find
it. Check it out on YouTube. If you're listening to this audio only on YouTube and on our Twitter, there will be a picture of
I think I
Lane.
Still have
actually,
it.
Can we
okay,
put
I'm
a
gonna send it to you.
Can we put a picture of
I can. I'll
well,
put
I mean
it,
like
up here.
I mean like I'll ask. I'm going to ask him if he minds.
He won't care.
He won't
He's
mind,
Lane.
But I still just think
He's
it'd
the best
be
person.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We want to have him on the podcast.
Yes, we're
right.
Have
we
him.
Really
he
do.
Wants
we're
to, he wants to come on too. We've
he did consent to that selfie.
Yes.
So I suppose
so,
it is.
So
is my camera
I was
not
at,
focusing.
So I was at Target. I was at Target with my mom, and we were at the self checkout. And I looked over like over the shelf self checkouts, and I saw this man, the most handsome man I've ever seen in my life.
Of course,
honestly.
Red hair. Very fair skin.
A very nice smile. Just super wide, happy smile. He was walking in with a red, like, toy firefighter hat on. Walking, he was so confident. He had all the confidence
atop
in the world.
Atop his head?
Atop his head.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And I was like, Mom. And I left her.
Mom, look.
And I said, Mom, I might not ever come back.
It must have been hard for
her. I told her that I spent about like 15 to 30 minutes just talking to her and saying, listen, Mom, if Lane started a cult, I would have to leave you and join.
Leave the church, leave my mom.
I would, it's the only choice. I mean, if Lane started a cult, the only thing I could do is go.
If Lane started a cult, he wouldn't be starting a cult. He'd just be revealing the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I left and I said, hey, Lane. And he turned and looked at me a little confused at first because we don't know each other. I met him once before. And I was like, hey, Lane, remember me? And he was like, oh, I do. I was like, yeah, bro, we're the vibe guys.
Dude, how honored were you that Lane knew
your face?
I cried. It.
I mean, like, I sobbed. I got on my knees and just sobbed. And all he did was he looked down at me and he patted me on my head and said, "It's going
it's,
to be okay."
It's just like, it's just like, wait, what's his name? Jacob with,
yeah.
Wait, you are Jacob.
I am Jacob.
No, Jacob and Rachel.
Yeah.
You just started sobbing.
Yes.
just in the, you know, like, Jacob, like,
Bible.
They were at the well, and I think he just, like, it was like a kiss greeting, and he just, like, knelt down and wept.
Oh, I vaguely remember that. I don't remember the crying, really. I remember, like, the well, but anyway.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'll do some Bible-y research.
I then stood up and said, "Mr. Lane, would you honor me with taking a selfie with me?" And he said, "I would never be happier to do anything in my life." Actually, no. He said, and I kid you not, "It's my pleasure."
Oh my gosh.
He actually did it. That part isn't like hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
That part is real.
It's mega bowl.
It's like zero bowl.
It's zero
bowl.
Zero cap.
It's
no cap.
Bowl.
No bowl.
That's what hyperbole is. It's hyper bowl, like bull crap. And if you say no bowl, it's
no bowl.
It's just real. No bowl.
Yeah. And so I stood up and I took a selfie with him, which should have been on screen up here or down here somewhere for the entire time. It's an amazing selfie. It just has such power. It just radiates power. But that is Lane. He is, like,
clearly the most attractive.
He saved my
man.
Life.
I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because,
laughing,
you know, sometimes
you're
like, you don't know what else
so
to do.
Happy.
Such joy. Yeah.
You just don't know what to do with emotions sometimes and, like, turns into laughter
or
peeing your pants. But, so we're going to exclude him from the discussion just because it's obvious, it's unfair.
It's too perfect.
I have three other men.
I have two.
I have one.
All right, that's
three,
fine.
Three, two, one.
I'm going to do one. I'll just go in between both of you. All right.
Okay.
First one is the one you guys are not going to know, I think.
Okay.
So this is a guy that I watch on YouTube every now and then. Oh, gosh.
Are we being serious?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
I came up with this watching this guy's channel, and I was just like, this is actually just like, it's the first time, it's one of the few times, because we're all very straight, which is why this is kind of funny. First time that I was like, this is a good looking guy. Like,
impossible.
It's not like I'm like heavily attracted, but I'm like, he's like, I get it. Like, I just get it, you know? There's a good picture. All right, I'm going to put that
in the chat.
Boom.
Oh.
Dr. Mike. I'm just like,
Dr.
I get
Mike.
It.
Oh, yeah.
He
no.
And
yeah.
also, and
he sounds, and his name, and the way he looks.
He's definitely from a soap
opera
or something.
And how he's sitting on a black couch. He's done porn.
No. Here's the thing. Here's another thing.
I don't think so.
Here's the other thing that's really cool. He's just, like, really nice and positive, but while also being pretty direct.
Mm.
Like, he's just like, listen, here's the way it is, and here's the science, and here's why I get why you would think that, but this is the way it is. And it's like, wow, you, like, care about the truth, and you're smart, and all right, yeah, let's do it. Oh, wait.
Smart
no,
and what?
I don't know what I what did I say.
You left a pause after he's smart and yeah.
So that's my first one that actually started this whole idea. It was just like, huh? I guess there are some attractive men in the world.
Impossible.
His voice is kind of cool.
All men are bad.
Yeah, I agree. He has
all men are trash.
Like, nice voice. All right, Jacob. What's your first one?
Need I say more?
I don't think so. All right, Jonah, what's yours?
My first one is
wait. For audio listeners, I just tore down a piece of paper to reveal a picture of George W. Bush taped to my wall. You're welcome.
I forgot that we have audio listeners.
Hey, listen, audio listeners, screw you. Screw you, audio listeners.
My man is Steve Buscemi.
Oh my gosh. I see it. Yeah, I see it. Yeah,
I see it. Yeah, oh yeah, I see it.
His lips and teeth and eyes are all there.
Everything yeah. about him is just
good. It's just there.
Here's a more modern picture of him.
Here's a more modern picture.
Okay. Yikes. I mean,
some people say you don't like, not everyone looks better with age.
Yeah.
He does.
He clearly does. He actually does.
Now, Jonah, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Did you recycle your water bottle?
I was about to ask.
I ate it.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Yep. Okay, so my second one, the most handsome of the famous brothers, I'm just going to say it, Sven Johnson, he a good-looking guy.
Have you seen...
That's not a very good picture.
Yeah, that was the joke, because that picture's that's awful. Okay. This is actually a great-looking picture of him.
Have you seen the third brother?
Oh, better one.
Have you seen Thor? Better one.
I've seen Thor only in little snippets and bits.
Now, he's young, but doesn't mean he's not handsome. But Sven, I think Sven.
I mean, but just like comparing wins. To Gus, like look at this picture of Gus right here, and compare. That.
I have three men now.
I agree.
Oh, you have two more?
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
All right, hit us with another one, Jonah.
Compared to Gus to go, Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thor is too young for me to comment on. That's all.
True. Okay, your turn, Jonah.
The Mancubus.
You know, you know, when you're right, Jonah.
Yeah, that's it.
Jonah, do the sound clip, but then say Jonah and stop it.
Yeah.
Ah, you know, when you're right,
Jonah.
Ah, you do be right.
That's a great callback to one of Jacob's epic streams.
It wasn't a stream, but it was one of VoiceOver Pete's streams that I hopped on. Yeah. I'm like kind of famous like
that.
Can
you post that clip somewhere?
I'm going to edit it and post it on Twitter at some point soon.
Cool. You should put it right here as well.
I'm probably not.
Oh. You should.
But I would have to like pause. I could do that.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you have everything lined up and you just cut and move it over, it shouldn't like mess up anything else.
There, I'll freeze on that frame and I'll play it like right beneath me. Yeah.
Nice.
That'd be cool.
All right. What was my third one?
And,
oh, yeah.
Jonah should go again since he has three more. Since he has two more now.
Jonah, you just have one more, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, hold on. I want Jonah to go last, actually.
Okay.
I have a feeling that he will not disappoint. All right. I'm going to... Here, Jacob, you do your last one.
Okay. My last one is... I think this is one we can all agree on. I mean, like...
Okay.
It's not that controversial. Yeah. Michelle Obama.
Can you get a picture up in here for us?
Yeah. I got you.
We need a visual aid. We need a visual aid, obviously.
Visual what now?
AIDS.
Oh. Here we go. This is a good picture. Here we go. Here's a picture of Michelle Obama. I think we can all agree. It's a pretty handsome guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really walking those shoes.
He do be walking in them shoes, or we can look at this great picture of Michelle Obama.
Yeah, he's
now Michelle Obama is of course is the one holding the lady.
Yeah,
it couldn't be anyone else.
Who the heck is that lady though?
The one I know the one she's holding. She looks like familiar, but like not too familiar.
She would make a handsome guy, too, honestly.
She would, yeah.
So, my final man, I want you to close your eyes and imagine, you know, peanut M&Ms, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is there a brown peanut M&M? No.
No.
Imagine if it existed.
Okay. Or
you just keep imagining it. Open your eyes. Like, what the heck?
Perfect introduction.
just came up with it just now. Also, never seen this until just now when I found that picture. What the heck? Some people really do bad improve hairline. With age.
Bad hairline, though. Wow, that's even worse than my hairline.
Yeah, that's
saying
wait,
something.
Wait, is your hairline?
It's kind of
well, you've
scuffed.
Got like the yeah, you've got the sides.
Like the sides
back.
Higher than.
I mean,
the
listen,
side.
Okay, even like, I don't know what else to say, but peanut M&M, like.
He
it's just
be,
what it is.
Do we brown
M&M? I'm sorry. It's just what it is. I want to crunch his head between my teeth.
I don't.
I
want
to taste. I want to taste. No, I'm gonna stop.
No, no, you should stop.
There are only two elements to a peanut M&M, and I didn't want to say either chocolate or nut.
You just said them both.
Oh no!
But
right,
not
Jonah.
In context. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Final one.
Wait.
Wait. Oh.
Who's?
Wait. Who's okay. That? Who is this? I don't know who this is.
Can you give us like a more like recent picture? This seems like kind of like old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a current, like right now picture.
Yeah. Like right now, like this instant, a picture of whoever this guy is. I don't know. Damn.
All right.
He do be handsome.
Is that meme fish? Also, Jonah, I just realized
fart?
In your live cam right now, you're not wearing your glasses. What did you do?
Oh,
with
yeah, you are. What happened to your glasses?
This is a more recent picture.
Oh, it's you.
I haven't seen you in a while because it's quarantine.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize you
at
first.
No, I didn't recognize you.
Oh, dude, you look great.
But wait,
yeah.
Wait, Jonah, have you started wearing contacts?
Oh, look, he's got his glasses.
I put them back on.
Okay.
I've just got Jonah's live stream real big and everyone else is small so I can see what he does stuff. And it still hasn't really worked.
He's so fast.
So fast.
More
just out of curiosity, how long are we recording for?
37 minutes.
Nice. All right. Nice. I did have one other
one other
little topic we could go. We could hop on. Oh. We can hop on top of.
Oh, we can hop on.
Which I was thinking about this. I don't know. This thing keeps happening where I'm just at Chick-fil-A, like, working. And usually I'm very talkative, but if there's...
You, like, work? Like, sometimes that just, like, happens? Just, like,
if I'm not,
so
if I'm, like, too... If I'm, like, enjoying life a little too much, I'm just, like,
oh.
I'm gonna go be on a job somewhere. I just show up places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was at Chick-fil-A.
Okay, yeah.
And there was nobody there that was, like, fun to be around, really, so I didn't, like, talk to anyone. So I just sat there rolling buns through a toaster for, like, 2 hours. Just, my brain was just...
You can roll my buns through a toaster for 2 hours. Thank you. It's been done.
Well,
it has been done.
Oh, I did it. Good. And I was just thinking, if somebody like was from like the like 1600s or something, like long time ago.
Yeah.
And they didn't have if in their culture they didn't have a concept of time. Okay, pause for a caress moment. Okay, come back. You can't have too much. You can't. Hey, nope. It's not the. All right, that's just enough. Very wholesome. Cute.
I'm gonna blur that so no one knows what happened.
Imagine like there's a civilization long time ago that doesn't have a concept of time. They don't see time. It's just like, oh, the world exists as it exists. There's not a sense of like linear movement the way we think of time. How would you explain what time is to them? Like, how would you tell them what a second was?
How did we come up with a second? How did we, like, start keeping track of... I mean,
so what happened actually...
So
no, it's actually
like
the first way that happened
like,
is... The first way that happened is actually a guy was, like, asking a question. He said, hold on, give me a second. He said, what's a second? He said, about now.
He said, so I said, hey, what's a second? He said, oh, it's about the time it takes you to say one Mississippi. And someone asked, what's Mississippi? And I was like, oh.
You know. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's how Mississippi
was
founded.
No one knows what Mississippi is.
No one knows. It is not real.
What is Mississippi, guys?
Tell
Please
us.
Help.
Tell us.
Jonah, get closer to your camera and shout at the viewers.
Yeah, Jonah, get closer to your camera and shout.
Okay, you.
Hold on.
Control scroll wheel. Oh, or that. Oh, look at those crumbs.
What is Mississippi?
Hey, Jonah, what happened to your glasses? They're looking a bit like.
I've dusted them a little bit.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. Okay.
It's just the angle.
I gotta say, this episode really caters to our video listeners.
It really does.
So we really appreciate you, video listeners.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry if you're an audio listener.
We don't like you.
Fun.
We appreciate you, video listeners.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So I was trying to think. I was thinking. I think time kind of. Honestly, Jacob, you should Google.
What is time?
Who invented the concept of time? My guess would be it was something similar to like. It would probably started with like when should hey like
no
when
I,
will
I think
I
it started
meet
with like
again? They said like when the sun is at
yeah,
this place tomorrow.
It started like when sun when the sun hit a certain.
And then they probably it was probably like oh in our lane we just.
Oh,
you say so the same
did you
thing.
We're dumb.
The 1600s?
We are dumb.
I just picked a number.
We are
because
very dumb,
they
guys.
They definitely had time measurement.
Listen, guys, I just picked a number,
guys,
okay?
Guys, we were very dumb. It started with sun dials in ancient Egypt.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
That's where the measurement
that kind
of time began.
That's when they started measuring time.
Yeah,
they
measurement.
Had a concept and understanding of
what time
was before.
They had a concept of like when the sun hit a certain part.
But they couldn't measure
of
that things like just happen like the sun passes by.
So I think the idea of time as a like dimension that we travel through linearly is sort of newer. Like I don't think that.
Oh, that's definitely that's definitely.
That's sort of more what I'm referencing. But okay. I guess I sort of mixed the two together because if you
so like
I think
theoretical
that
time versus what
the
we
measurement
perceive.
The measurement of time was probably like hey, when the sun is here, the next time the sun is here, let's both be here so that we can play Scrabble again.
Right.
And then it was like okay, we keep doing this every time where we say when the sun's here when we play Scrabble, let's just call it
noon,
a rotation, or something.
But in
Latin, rotation meant
around,
day.
Rotation like around Earth, because like Earth is center of the universe. I mean,
yeah, that's
everyone
true.
Knows that. And it's flat.
Well, America is the center of the universe, and actually, the Earth like America is my thumb, and the Earth rotates like this around America.
Yeah,
because America is the center of
it. Yeah, it's like on like a turntable.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And every now and then, God's like, rick, rick, row, rick, rick, row, and that's what the coronavirus is.
And that's earthquakes.
That's earthquakes. No, that's when he hits that kick drum, and it's just like,
I love quake
like,
drums.
Oh, sick.
It's whenever something funny happens, and he goes.
Yeah, God just like, dang. He's hitting my mic on
it. That was so loud here. What time is it? It was 11 o'clock. I shouldn't be doing that.
Same.
Loud.
But like, I want Jonah. I want you to imagine somebody is in front of you, and they said, "What does that clock do? What is it for? What would you say?"
Nothing.
I mean, probably initially, I would say it tells time.
What's that? What does that mean?
It's. I mean, technically, time itself actually is the measurement of...
Yeah.
Like, whenever we talk about, like, the word time, that's often referred to as, like, the measurement of what
time
it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you could even say, like, it's the measurement of...
I would say it's the measurement of where the sun... is located during the day, because
well,
that's really what
that
it
is.
The sun. Well, the thing is, the sun in that way is a measurement of time.
True. I
so
hate
like
you
when
so
you talk
much.
About these,
yeah, I'm
the
thinking
concept
about, like,
itself
so...
of like a movement. The way that this is how I was thinking. This is how I was thinking. Right. This is what I always do. My hand represents three dimensions right now, where there's, I don't know, depth, height, and then that would actually be depth, and this would be width. Time is another one that we can't. Really locate where in our existence,
well,
but we
exactly.
still
actually,
move
so,
through it. Yeah. The interesting things thing, though, is that consistency as we move through it.
Our bodies do actually just kind of have an inbuilt understanding of, or like an inbuilt like feeling and perception of time.
Right.
Where like I think we just because, do kind of understand.
You know, they say like a two-dimensional being would be able to see the third dimension, but only in one slice at a time. They wouldn't be able to observe the full range. We see time one slice at a time as we travel time.
Yeah, in which we're really not able to describe it, but we all understand it.
Yeah, we know it's a thing, but we don't understand. We know
that it's happening, but we don't really know what it is.
Well, no, then here's another question, though. How do we know that time exists? Why can't it just be a free-flowing, open system that doesn't have any linearity at all? And also, is linearity a word? Hold on.
Technically, like, time only exists because it is a concept that we
It's a concept. Is it only a concept? Linearity is a word.
Nice. Hey, up top.
Up top.
Well, like...
I hit some kind of a nerve. That was very painful.
Good. Technically, the way that we perceive time is only a concept. Based in our perception, at least.
Yes. And the way we use it in everyday, like, conversation, it's not really real.
The way we
use time every day is just based on where the sun is. But that's not what time is.
That actually... It is real because it's a real measurement. And it is what we understand because it's actually measuring something that we see.
Hey, Matt Tabor or Ben Webster, ask Kevin Lieber what time is, and please have him tweet at us what time is.
Dude, honestly, that would be a great Vsauce 1 video.
Vsauce 1 or
that
2.
Would be
either one.
Hey, if Vsauce 1.
If
any of the saucers put this little segment of the podcast where we ask that question in a video, we will only charge a t-shirt for each of us. That's it.
Only that. And
we're not even going to...
And maybe a group shower.
We won't.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I only want the group shower...
If Ben's there.
No. I want all of
them. Yeah, specifically...
Specifically Ben. It's we only want to shower with Ben.
Yeah.
The underage one. Okay.
Yeah.
Now that you're officially not underage, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we've solved all the mysteries of time.
We solved the mysteries of the universe.
Yeah.
We solved the mysteries of the universe.
Well, we already all know the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Six.
Taco 42. Bell.
No, 69.
Joe, that's an outdated reference that nobody thinks is cool anymore. Weeb.
69 is the right answer. Right, guys?
No, that's the answer.
Guys. No, 37.
Oh, wait, guys.
That's right. 30,
no, here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. There's
no guys,
one.
I looked it up on Google. It's true.
Oh, my bad.
Look it up on Google. Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
What do you mean?
Wait, Jonah.
It's just what Google
What did
says.
You look it up on? You're not holding like a phone or you're near a computer or anything.
Yeah, sure. It's in the middle of a void. Like,
I muted myself and said, okay, Google, across the room.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We couldn't get him to draw it.
No. Damn. I have to fart, guys.
Ooh.
That's going to smell.
All
right. There's more. Oh, no.
How long are we at? Hey, let it loose.
49.
We can let this one be a little bit short because I'm not sure what else we've got to give. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dude, I'm going to die. Oh,
okay.
Hey, guys listening. In the past 24 hours, I have eaten 10 Taco Bell burritos and one Taco Bell Doritos Loco
Just
Taco.
Kidding. I had my phone in my hand.
When
it
did
was
he
in
do
his pocket
that?
For a second.
But I've eaten a bunch of Taco Bell with Diablo sauce, an entire packet on every single one. So I might die. You might never see me again.
How does he do it?
I don't know. How? Hey, George.
That was loud, probably.
Hey, George. How does he do it? Hold on.
How do he do it?
Hey, Siri.
He responded.
How does he do it?
George responded and said yes.
Okay, Google.
Siri didn't understand.
George says he knows, but he won't tell us. Because if he told us, we would implode.
I bet Jonah's George Bush.
Hey, Jonah, are you George W. Bush?
Guys, how does he do it as a song by Trey Songz?
Oh, that's how
that's
he does
Google
it.
That's what Google told me. Yeah, okay. That's how he does it.
That's how he does it.
And Google said it, so it's
just true. It must be true.
Yeah. Everything right, you thinking, read on the internet is true.
Mm-hmm, I'm thinking, right. And this is on the internet, and you just liked this video, shared it with someone, tweeted at us, and left a review, subscribed, and listened to my fart. So quiet.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
I will edit in like a very loud fart noise.
Thanks.
The classic sound.
Yeah.
The one, you know,
yeah,
what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
You know what you're talking about.
You know the one. Well, I'm thinking next episode, guys, we can have Grayson. I'm thinking that'll be good. We can do
that's a
14
a good plan.
Grayson episode. And hold on.
And
I'm
then
thinking
Ben
the
Webster
topic.
Another time.
We can have Ben.
Benjamin Webstersten.
Benjamin
Wiener. His last name stands for Wiener.
Well, his name is actually not Benjamin. The Ben is short for.
It's Benjamin W. You spell out W.
W.
No, it's just U U.
Yeah.
No. You spell it double and then you write U. It's like the word U, though.
The word
not,
U. Yeah.
It's his middle name is double and his last name is U.
All right. Well, we figured that out, too. I'm glad. I'm thinking the next one, we have Grayson Morton, a very great personal friend of ours and
very
funny
bad,
man.
Very bad
and
person.
Also, I'm thinking the topic we might go with is discussing strange memories that have stuck with you really powerfully for no given reason.
That is a good one.
That's a good topic.
I've got a couple.
I need to think about
I keep
that,
them in my basement. Actually. Yeah, I have to kind of like refine them.
Yeah.
regurgitate them. I also think we should all. I think when we record, we all need to have a pizza dog.
A pizza hot.
Which is just you get a slice of
pizza.
Oh,
yeah, pizza dog.
And
you put
a hot
dog in it.
Wiener,
I
a hot dog wiener.
Throw up.
Jake, no, we need just, to do that when Ben Wiener is on.
You're right.
Yeah,
right.
We need to have
pizza dog with Ben.
Wieners with Mr. Wiener.
Yeah, Wiener with Benjamin Wiener.
That will be the title of that episode.
Hold on. We need to get Ben to send us all packages of hot dogs this week, and the title can be Putting Benjamin Wiener's Wiener in Our Mouths.
Yeah, I agree.
Benjamin Wiener delivers a wiener in a
pizza
box.
Can we end the podcast? I have to pee really bad.
No.
I knew it.
No.
Wait, no. Jonah, you must pee your pants. You must pee your pants.
Oh, no,
you must
no.
Pee your pants.
No.
Oh, no.
No. No.
Jonah's
no.
Oh no, he's gonna drown in piss.
In the video,
oh, no.
In the video,
he's gonna drown the piss. Oh no, he's gonna drown. He's
no,
gonna drown.
He's drowning. Oh no, he'll
drowning.
Disconnect because he's drowning his own.
Oh no,
feet.
He's drowning.
By
he's drowning. He's drowning. Oh, he's dead. We lost another good one.
Well, I guess next time we'll just have to have Grayson instead of Jonah.
Yep, that'll he will. Or maybe if his ghost comes and joins the podcast.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Option.
I can't wait. All right, everybody.
I can wait.
I'll do my best. I actually do think, though, we should have a coordinated meal that we all go out separately and get the same thing.
Yes, I agree.
That would be kind of funny. Kind of funny fun.
Hey, but we should all get 10 Taco Bell burritos.
How much is it for 10?
$10. And they're meaty. Anyways, if you enjoyed, leave a like and subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube,
leave
if you're
a review.
Watching anywhere else, leave a follow and a review.
If you tweet a question at us or a statement
answer.
Or something, we will unless it's boring or dumb. No, if it's dumb, we'll still do it. Unless it's no, we'll do it either way because we're not getting any action.
Yeah, we'll do it no
we
matter
will,
what.
We will
I'm
acknowledge it at the very least. Oh, Jacob's getting action. I'm getting no action.
Hey, bro,
guitar?
You want to share?
You see my guitar?
Yeah, I see it.
He getting the action. I've been figuring that guy out.
Is he a minor?
You can actually choose whether you want it to be major or minor, depending on which strings you touch.
So, would you say you have fingered a minor?
You could say that. I played A minor earlier, so that's definitely, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Or not.
Keep your pants high and your hopes. Spirit.
Keep your pants high and your spirits higher. No, it's...
And have a...
Keep your pants high and spirits higher. Yeah.
Yeah. And have a great rest of your day.
Or don't.
If you want. We're not gonna force you.
Don't. Or have a horrible day.
I mean, yeah, it's not, horrible.
It's not have up a, to us.
Have a, just like, just, oh, just have the worst, day. Have so the worst bad. Day so ever. Bad. Tell us about so it.